Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Hey, Molly, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking I might cook some of those...
Oh, we had those last night. Why don't we ever have...
That's too expensive, dearie, but I have got some nice...
Oh, no. I had that for lunch, kiddo, and it gave me an awful...
Well, for heaven's sakes, McGee, why don't you drink a glass of...
That's a good idea. I'll take some Alka-Seltzer right now.
Yes, for upset stomach, for headache, for general achiness. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer. When you drop Alka-Seltzer tablets into water, they fizz. And that action in the glass is important to you. It changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid that's better for you. Because a liquid is so much more natural and easy for your system to absorb. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
A mysterious letter came to 79 Wistful Vista yesterday, addressed to Miss Mary Ellen Strongheart in care of the McGees. And neither McGee has any idea who Mary Ellen Strongheart is, and so far she hasn't called to pick up her letter. Mr. McGee is sharing his confusion with a friend on the phone right now.
Yeah, the letter's from Schumann and Scheister, the book publishers, huh? No, according to the letter, Mary Ellen Strongheart ain't her real name. It's her nom de plume. Which means she don't want anybody but us to know she writes these mystery books, see? She had them send the letter to us because we're her good friends, it says. We can keep her secret and...
McGee!
Ow!
Gee, willikers, Molly, don't sneak up and yell in my ear like that.
Some secret keeper you are, calling all your friends and...
I didn't call him, Molly. He called me. And besides, it's Doc Gamble. He already knows about
it. Let me talk to him. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Oh, sleepy, Molly. Didn't get a wink of sleep last night. That name you kids asked me about kept running through my head all night. I've read some of her books or something. Mary Ellen Strongheart. Gee, Mary Ellen...
Well, I'm sorry we kept you awake.
Oh, that's all right. In fact, it was a pleasant change.
What?
The night before, it was that crazy new song. Ow! Bang! Biddly bang! Rock'em, sock'em, biddly bang!
Well, Doctor, I'm glad we could give you a change. As a matter of fact, we didn't sleep much either for wondering who in the world Mary Ellen Strongheart is.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Just imagine one of my best friends, a mystery author. It could be anybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I probably talk to on the phone every day.
Hey, that's it. Mabel Toops. Sure.
Oh, don't be silly, dearie.
What'd he say?
He said he thought it was Mabel Toops.
Oh, well, she would have told you by now, wouldn't she?
Why, of course. Mabel and I are...
I've never known that woman to keep a secret more than 3 hours. And that was the day her telephone was out of order.
Oh, Doctor, it isn't that bad. And it isn't Mabel. I just know it isn't. Mabel? That's ridiculous.
Well, what'd he say, kiddo? What'd he say? What'd he say?
Here, you take the phone. Let's cut out the middleman. Anyway, I have to go out. I'll be back in an hour or so.
Hey, where are you going?
Oh, just out. Over to Mabel's. Haven't seen her for a few days now, and, well, I thought we'd have some tea and chat a bit.
Okay, and if you find out it's her, be sure to call me right up, will you? This suspense is...
Don't be silly. Mabel Toops of all the...
Hello, Doc. You still there?
Yep.
Look, we're trying to keep this whole thing a secret, and I don't think we ought to talk anymore by telephone. This is a party line, you know, and if someone happens to be listening...
You're right, Johnny. Fast thinking. Quick, hang up.
Old-timer, how long have you been standing there?
I come right in between, oh, hello, Doc, and, yeah, the letter's from Schumann and Scheister. I've been standing behind the dining room door here where I'd be out of the way ever since.
Oh, for Pete's sake. This is supposed to be a secret.
You find out who Mary Ellen Strongheart is yet? Find out?
No, we're not even supposed to let anybody know she's a friend of ours because whoever she is, she wants it kept secret.
Well, now, don't you worry about me, son. My lips are sealed.
Good.
It's him I'd worry about.
Him?
Aye, Mr. McGee.
Les Nelson, you too?
I told him you were busy on the phone and to just borrow the screwdriver out of your kitchen drawer and leave. But he insisted on asking you. It's sneaky guys like that you gotta watch out for.
Oh, this is fine. Now everybody in town will know.
No, we won't tell.
Hello. What's going on there, McGee?
Look, Doc, I gotta hang up. I gotta get my boy Scott Manuel out and swear two guys in. I'll explain later. Goodbye.
Gee, I'm sorry, Mr. McGee. I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but it sounded so fascinating and all.
Well, that's okay, Les. Now that you know about it, too, maybe you and the old-timer can help me.
Why, yeah. Sure, Sonny.
Okay, sure.
Well, I got an idea how to get to the bottom of this thing, so if you'll grab a pencil and paper and sit down there, Les, and if you'll scram out of here and keep your big mouth shut, old-timer, maybe by the time Molly comes back, I'll have a lead to Mary Ellen Strongheart because she must...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
This is Eleanor Engel. Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relieve. And starting with the liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Okay, Les, who you got wrote down so far? Read it back.
Well, Cora Burns at Waltz Malt,
yeah.
Miss Bradley, Miss Flora Compost, Monica Miller...
McGee, I'm home.
Oh, hi, kiddo. In here.
What's the room all dark for? The shade's down. What's going on here? A secret meeting of the We Think Princess Margaret Should Have Done It Club?
It is kind of dark with just a desk lamp, Mr. McGee. Hi, Ms. McGee.
Hello, Lester.
Hey, did you find out anything? Was it Mabel? Is she Mary Ellen?
It's nice to see you, Lester. Glad you dropped in. How's Sally?
You don't have to change the subject, Molly. He knows.
He does?
Overheard me talking to Doc on the telephone, but he's the only one, besides the old-timer.
What? Oh, great.
Well, they came in together, but that's okay. I swore them to secrecy. Now Les is helping me make a list of the suspects, so we can track this thing down.
Yeah, uh-huh. And guess who we put on the list? Sally, my own wife.
Oh, that's ridiculous. If it was Sally, wouldn't Lester know?
That's what I told him. Why, Sally and me, we never keep secrets from each other. Marriage just doesn't work that way. We've been married 2 whole years now. What, she tells me everything.
79 in Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Why, she even confessed the day she dented the fender on the car.
What's that? Would you mind repeating that? Just a minute.
What's the matter, Molly?
Yeah, you look so strange, Miss McGee.
There's someone on the phone. Says, did we get it? Says it's a secret and she had them send it here because she knew she could trust us.
You mean?
Yeah, it looks like the mystery is solved.
Well, who is it? Just don't stand there. Ask her who it is.
I know who it is. I'm just trying to believe it.
Huh?
Hello, Sally. Yes, dear. It came.
Sally?
Sally Nelson?
My wife? That Sally?
Just a minute, dear. Shh. Please.
Let me talk to her, Molly. Here, let me talk to her.
Well,
give me it quick. Hello, Sally. This is Mr. McGee. Yeah. Sure, we got it. We've been keeping it for you. Is what? Is Les here?
Oh, dear.
I just can't believe
well,
it.
Well, no. Les ain't here. Just your good friends, the McGees. So you come right on over and get it. Sure, we'll keep your secret. Goodbye.
Well, I'll be my own wife.
Imagine that. Sally Nelson.
Mary Ellen Strongheart. My goodness, you ought to be so proud of her, Lester. An author.
Yeah, author of The Strangled Cat Murder Case.
And all the time she kept saying, let's never keep secrets from each other after we're married, dear. You tell me your dream and I'll tell you mine, she said.
Well, she probably wanted to surprise you, Lester. Say, you'd better get out of here. She'll be here any minute.
Oh, yeah. I told her you weren't here and...
Yoo-hoo, Mrs. McGee. Where are you?
Holy smoke. Quick, Les. She's coming in the back.
Oh, dear.
Here, Les. Here, duck in the den. Quick.
I can't believe it. You tell me your dream and I'll...
In the living room, Sally. Get the envelope, McGee.
Yeah, come in, Sally. So you're Mary
if
Ellen...
If I had known it was on your back porch, I wouldn't have had to bother you, Mrs. McGee. I could have just taken it home from there.
On the back porch?
Well, yes.
What do you mean, on the back porch? Ha! Don't you worry, Sally. We haven't let it out of our sight since it came. I got it right over here in the desk.
Why, I just saw it sitting on your back porch, right where the delivery man put it, evidently.
What are you talking about?
Well, the package from the Bon Ton, of course. What I phoned about. Lester's birthday present. His electric train.
What?
Oh.
Something wrong? I asked him to send it here so Lester wouldn't see it. I knew you two wouldn't tell him, and I...
Oh, Sally, you doll, you sweet, wonderful,
Lester,
beautiful...
put me down, you silly thing. Well, what's going on here?
Oh, dear, I...
Yeah, I wish I could explain it to you, Sally, but well...
Well, somebody better explain it to me. Oh, now my whole surprise is ruined. I saved my pin money for 6 months to buy you a surprise, Lester. Oh, you just can't trust anybody to keep a secret.
Oh, dear, I feel terrible.
Sally, wait a minute.
Not even your best friend.
Sally!
Now, there's somebody else that's going to know about Mary Ellen Strongheart's letter now, before the evening's over, I betcha. But who in Tunket is Mary Ellen Strongheart anyway?
Oh, dear, give me that list of suspects, as you call it.
Here.
We'd better get this thing solved before the whole town starts talking about it, and the woman decides not to show up at all. And, oh, wouldn't that be murder?
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
You feel so miserable, so out of sorts when you have a cold. Relief is what you want more than anything. And now relief can be yours with Tabsin. Your druggist has it, T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin, better than ever for cold relief. Here's how Tabsin helps you. It relieves the sniffles and sneezes, headaches, watery eyes, feverish feeling, and general aches and pains. Yes, and you can take smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablets at any stage of a cold. Get Tabsin at your drugstore and keep it handy. Take it for really fast, effective relief in colds. Be sure you ask for Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
I tell you, Molly, it's the only way.
Well?
Just like they do in the movies. Invite all the suspects over and get them all together in the same room.
But dearie.
Then start dropping little bombshells. You know, just casual remarks like, well, call one of them Mary and ask another one, how's Mary Ellen? And pass the cookies to someone and say, you care for some, Strongheart?
Not with my cookies, you don't.
Well, you know what I mean. We'll keep dropping hints until somebody cracks.
I know who'll crack.
Who?
Me.
Oh, well, so long, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Robert Easton and Mary Lou Harrington play Les and Sally Nelson. Well, shucks, I thought for a moment there that we were going to find out who Mary Ellen Strongheart is. Now I won't be able to sleep all night. And I'll bet the McGees won't either. So now, what's your guess? Will they solve this mystery before it's known all over town? I can't tell you, but I can tell you how to find out. Just tune in here again tomorrow at this time and listen to the fascinating developments. This is John Wald on Pins and Needles bidding you goodbye for now.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.